Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
according to multiple reports, a fourth season of Ted Lasso might be in the works at Apple TV Plus.
Yes,
it looks like Warner Brothers Television has renewed the contracts for star Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, and Jeremy Swift, indicating plans to bring them back for another season. This was reported by a lot of people. Hollywood Reporter, Deadline, Variety, and The Wrap have all put on this. Although season four hasn't been officially confirmed, the report suggests Warner Brothers Television will soon approach the show's other main cast members to negotiate new deals, with Jason Sudeikis, who is believed to be involved as an executive producer, may already be on board.
Everybody except Jamie Tart.
Really?
Because he's on a show on Amazon right now.
Okay.
But everybody else is game.
But wasn't he? Is he the one that ended up with Kaylee?
No, Kylie? Nobody ended up with Kaylee.
Oh, I can't remember.
It was a bromance at the end.
Are you both caught up with that show?
Yeah. Watch it till the end. It was excellent.
Never seen an episode.
I think I got through one episode.
And you don't have to like soccer to watch it.
It's not really about soccer.
It's just a hilarious show.
I've heard that, and I learned
some things about soccer watching it, actually.
I should have given it more, because with any show, you have to watch more than one episode. You're not going to be hooked because you don't know the characters. And,
right.
You know.
I'm with you. I needed to get it. I got Apple Plus. I just never watched it.
Yeah.
I apologize about this next story and what I'm about to say. U.S. Border Patrol agent in New York has been accused of ordering women to expose their, we'll go with boobies. Falsely claiming it was part of his official duties. According to the press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office from the Northern District of New York, the agent, Shane Millen, has been charged with unwillfully depriving four different victims of their constitutional right to be free from unreasonable searches. He was arrested last Thursday for alleged instruction in these women to expose their bare chest to him via a web camera while processing their applications to enter the United States.
Via a web camera?
Oh my gosh, interviewing
them on the internet and tells them to do that if they want to get...
Please take your
exactly.
time.
Oh my God.
We're going to have to check this out
before we let
you in.
I don't know where the women are from, but I would assume their English is not so great, so they're probably already confused. And there's some guy is saying, oh, flash me. That's going to get you in. Got to search. Via webcam.
Thank God they caught him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Subway is making a compromise with its fans by offering a value meal deal for all the foot-long sandwiches. We kind of talked about this last week. Although sandwiches won't be the famous $5, they also won't be as high as $14, which has the price in some markets. Starting August 26, Subway is pricing all their footlongs at $6.99. This move aligns Subway with some of the other fast food chains that are trying to reduce their costs, which are also looking to give consumers a break. The offer will only be available, though, through Subway's app or on their website using the code 699FL and will run only through September 8th. So
2 weeks.
I guess it's a compromise.
They can't run that. Remember $5 foot long, $6.99
really
foot
inches.
Long. $6.99. That doesn't have the same ring to it.
It just doesn't have the same ring.
But you're a talented singer.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
I mean, only one ear is bleeding, not both.
Did you use that on your kid?
What?
Only that one line. Ear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A cost of living has risen significantly in recent years, and so has the amount of money Americans consider necessary to be deemed wealthy. This is according to a new survey from Charles Schwab. Americans now believe it takes an average net worth of $2.5 million to be considered rich. That's up 14% from last year's $2.2 million. For many, this seems to be out of reach, especially given the median net worth of U.S. households was $193,000 in 2022, according to the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances.
Yep.
So you're only rich if you got $2 million.
Newsflash, I'm not.
Yeah, but on the bright side, Sue, like Powerball or something's $500 million right now, right?
Oh, no, that's Mega Millions.
Oh, Mega Millions. Sorry.
But Sue doesn't
got
care
wrong.
I don't play,
I know.
So.
That's why I said it, Carl, because she doesn't care. Because she could buy a ticket, but she won't.
That is correct.
She's saving her $2.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk ethics. There is a thing going on TikTok right now where there's a user who posted a post about someone showing up to their dinner reservation 22 minutes early. See, they told them that, say, the time was at 7:30, but the reservation was really at 8. So have you ever done this before? Have you ever had somebody in your life that you have to tell them you got to be here
early?
Yeah, at least.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And now people are saying, is this ethical to lie to this person?
If they're always late.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, if you're a business that's doing that, I mean, let's say you're a restaurant and you're always telling your customers their reservations at 7:30, but it's actually at 7:45 or 8, that would be irritating.
Right. This is more about people like...
Just if it's like a friend gathering, that makes total sense if you know the person has a habit of it.
Right. Like, I have somebody in my family, won't name names, they are always late. So, like, say for Thanksgiving, my mom will say, be there at 2, knowing full well we're going to eat at 3.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
because we have to, because they are not going to be there on time.
Don't be that person.
Don't be that person.
A recent YouGov survey asked 1,000 American adults about the acceptability of 20 restaurant behaviors. These are the top 10 bad diner behaviors, according to the survey. One is saying that they won't pay for a dish after they didn't like it and ate most of it.
Agreed.
Allow their children to roam freely.
Ugh.
Debate menu prices with the staff. Stay past the restaurant's closing time.
They're not negotiable. You're not in a flea market.
I'll give you $2 for this.
Yes. In what world is that acceptable?
This steak is only worth $7. That's what I'll be paying for.
Right. Okay, bye.
Staying past when the restaurant's open.
Oh.
How does that work? Maybe at a bar.
You come in at 2 minutes before it closes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rude.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Run a restaurant and you learn pretty quick. The sound of a crisp fry starts way before the first bite. As delivery and to-go keeps business booming,
order for pickup.
McCain SureCrisp fries keep orders crispy.
Hey, delivery.
After the trip, the crispiness comes through.
Mmm.
McCain SureCrisp fries. Go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.